www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com A response to Terry Jones, leader of the church planning protest actions against Islam on the anniversary of September 11th. Terry Jones, leader of the Dove World Outreach Center Church in Florida, USA, has announced that the Quran will be burned as a protest against Islam on the anniversary of September 11th. In the context of that decision, which is totally incompatible with the provisions of the gospel and is a violation of good conscience in all respects, it will be of great use to remind the church officials in the questions of the following very important matters. The Quran contains many verses which praise the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Mary, peace be upon him, Christians, and the gospel. Even if certain errors in Christianity are corrected in the Quran still confirms that the Gospel is a holy book of revelation sent down by Allah. Christians and Jews enjoy a special status as the people of the book in the Quran and are Muslims as allies against irreligion. Therefore, those who thoughtlessly support this action, the work of provocation, must know that they will be burning all the praise of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Quran. In addition, it is obvious that Satan is directing the way that each unpleasant words are being spoken against the Quran, and this perspective is being transformed into an ugly protest action at a time when the market is full of hundreds of atheist books, all full of anger and hatred toward the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, without saying a word against such works. Our Christian brothers must not forget that when someone whose heart is predisposed to faith, but who is ignorant of religious matters, reads the Quran, their love for the Prophet Jesus and Mary, peace be upon him, will grow, and they will want to adopt their moral values as role models. The Quran is therefore a true book that will make new friends for Christianity, and is also under Allah's protection. Muslims are also Christians, just like those sincere Christians who espouse the gospel, a true scripture, and genuinely love the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. You will find the people most affectionate to those who have faith are those who say, "We are Christians." That is because some of them are priests and monks, and because they are not arrogant. Surat Al-Ma'idah 82. And we sent Jesus, son of Mary, following in their footsteps, confirming the Torah that came before him. We gave him the gospel containing guidance and light, confirming the Torah that came before it, and as guidance and admonition for those who have taqwa. Surat Al-Ma'idah 46. As well as being a Muslim is also a genuine Jew and a genuine Christian. He believes in love, lauds and praises all the prophets. Christians and Muslims are together awaiting the coming of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the end times in which we are living. At the same time, as a requirement of the moral values of Islam, a religion of love and peace, true Muslims also have a responsibility to love, protect, and watch over Christians and Jews, described as the people of the book in the Quran. Therefore, this air of hostility some people are trying to establish between Muslims and Christians is totally artificial and the result of a grave error. An atheist lobby made up of atheist Freemasons and atheist Zionists is inciting certain Christians and particularly evangelicals against Muslims. It is trying to target Muslims by causing these Christians to forget that it is actually atheist Darwinist philosophy and atheist Masons, the system of the Antichrist, that they should be fighting. And some evangelical Christians under the influence of this atheist lobby have been encouraged to abandon the intellectual struggle against Darwinism, materialism, and such atheist philosophies and ideologies as communism and to spread hatred of Islam instead. It would appear that Terry Jones has fallen under the influence of the same system and become a part of this provocation waged against Islam on a deliberate and organized basis. He is probably unaware that the system of the Dajjal is an atheist one set up by the atheist Masons, and that he is being misdirected under its influence. As a tool of this sinister maneuvering, Terry Jones has developed an unjust and hateful perspective toward Islam, while unaware of its true nature and not being properly acquainted with it. The fact is, however, that true Muslims accept and espouse those parts of the Gospel that are true and compatible with the Quran. It is therefore totally incompatible with reason, logic, and the provisions of the Gospel to seek to use the pronouncements within the Gospel as a weapon against Islam. In particular, it needs to be emphasized that the commands in the Gospel in question that they are seeking to use as a weapon against Islam are also binding on Muslims. These true pronouncements in the Gospel are therefore ones that Christians and Muslims must obey, sign up to, and agree on together. This also applies to the true pronouncements in the Torah, by which Muslims also have an obligation to abide. It is therefore a terrible mistake to use these true pronouncements against Muslims. This is the result of conditioning and misdirection by the atheist forces of the Antichrist described above. It is all part of the Antichrist movement's plan to set believers in Allah against one another. Church officials making such claims must therefore think again about the serious error in their behavior and see the sinister game being played here. It is of the very greatest importance for the church officials in question to bear in mind certain commands from the Gospel that Muslims also regard as obligatory acts. Fard. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13:9-10. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. 2 Timothy 2:24. Always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Be merciful, just as your Lord is merciful. Luke 6:36. It is highly important in the light of these passages from the Gospel for church officials to free themselves from the influence of atheist Masons and see that this is all a ruse of the Antichrist. They must realize what millions of Muslims, their neighbors, truly believe and realize that Islam is a faith at the heart of whose moral values lie love and peace. Church official Terry Jones probably regards Islam as a bloodthirsty faith because he knows nothing about its true nature and its true face as described above, and has been misled and falsely conditioned. But this is a very grave error. Islam is a religion of peace, love, and brotherhood. The bloodthirsty appearance ascribed to Islam is a role being played by the atheist Masonic system, the system of the Antichrist. Atheist Masons are using some parts of the press and some Christians for the express purpose of spreading this slander against Islam across the world. In fact, the terrorist leaders who turn up in the name of Islam in America and various European countries are people with atheist mindsets, brought up to be spoiled and arrogant in a manner far removed from the moral values of Islam, who spend all their time in nightclubs and generally live degenerate lives. When the time comes for these people to go to work, they grow beards and generally assume an Islamic appearance, but still do so as unbelievers. They take the necessary instructions from intelligence agencies under atheistic Masonic control and have no qualms about perpetrating appropriate crimes. These false Muslims, who are secretly unbelievers, have nothing to do with true Islam Their religion is materialism and Darwinism, not Islam. It is therefore a grave error to ascribe to Islam terrorist actions carried out with the encouragement of certain atheist and Darwinist forces. It is a terrible error to ignore the provisions in Islam that command peace and brotherhood, to ignore these provisions in the Quran that support the gospel, and to equate a small, bloodthirsty group directed by atheist Masons and atheist Zionists with Islam itself. Islam condemns the perverted mindset that carries out terrorist actions in the name of Allah, no matter what religion or nations its members belong to. The church officials in Florida must admit the possibility they are acting under the influence of atheist forces and seek to comprehend the true essence of Islam. They can access accurate information on the subject from us and acquire a close acquaintance of Muslims by tearing down the artificial walls between them. They must investigate and learn the truth, as commanded by the gospel in the words, "Love your neighbor," in the words of the placards in front of the church in question, and obey this command of Allah's. Otherwise, what they will be doing is simply to serve the atheist, communist, materialist, and Darwinist system. It must not be forgotten that the more true believers in Allah fall out with one another over this artificial conflict, the stronger the atheist systems in question will become. And that is just what the system of the Antichrist, made up of atheist Masons, is trying to do. Instead of falling for their tricks, what genuine believers must do is to seek out the truth as Allah commands, and seek to understand the essence of Islam, as good conscience requires. We invite the church officials in question to make the acquaintance of true Islam and true Muslims without falling for the unpleasant ruses of atheist Masons, and to behave in a manner compatible with reason, good conscience, and the gospel.